November 4th, 2005. You're listening to Owned.
Owned.
With your host, Dave.
Kevin.
EJ.
On tonight's show, we got a good show
Ken's
tonight.
Not here because he has AIDS.
Shut up. I'll tell you about that later.
Can you hear me?
You got to come a little closer, but EJ's reading a goddamn magazine, so. Ooh. On tonight's show, we got the Xbox 360 review, kinda. Movie review of Million Dollar Baby, good movie. The Audioslave concert that Dave didn't go to. And since Dan's not here, it's Dave talks about World of Warcraft expansion coming out. Our weekly South Park review, EJ's weekly rant, new segment there. It's all new stuff this week. The weekly contest, since none of you people are emailing me, I gotta give you some incentive, basically. No.
Damn it!
Pricks, you take it up the butt.
Yeah, well, we establish that every week. And hopefully by between now and then, we're going to think of a Pedgy prank call.
Because nobody else emailed us with Pedgy prank call ideas. Thank you very much.
And, yeah, true. And finally, we'll think of a prize that I can send you if you win the contest.
That's what Robin looks like when she's angry.
Shut up. All right, so how are you guys doing this week? Because Kevin wasn't here last week, so why don't you talk about
it? I'm doing pretty good. Nothing much.
Petchy's cool. Oh, hold on, let me say something. I don't really know what my rant's gonna be about, so I have to think about it.
Alright, so you guys are good.
Yeah, we're good.
You're fine.
Baby,
we're fine. Oh no, I'm doing my first part first. Xbox 360 review kinda. So apparently the stores like Walmart and EB Games have been getting some
kiosks.
Yeah, alright. Whatever,
you're
European man.
Idiot.
I'm just retarded.
Kiosk. Go to Walmart and check out the kiosk with the Xbox 360.
Shut up. All right. Shut up. It's reading a goddamn magazine.
Goddamn.
Yeah, shut up. All right. So anyway, I went there when I bought the PSP game I reviewed last time. I'm gonna hit you.
I'm gonna get rid of this. I'm gonna
eat pretzels.
And now I won't be able to get it.
Well.
Last time when I got the PSP game Grand Theft Auto for the PSP, there was an Xbox 360. What's it called again?
A kiosk.
Kiosk there.
It's a kiosk.
And I wanted to play it, so I was going up to it, and then this fat freaking kid like nudges himself right in front of me and is playing. And his freaking mom is like, "Hey, why don't you try this game now? Why don't you want to try this game now?"
I thought couldn't play it with just video demos or something.
No, you could actually play it.
Oh, really?
And it was
games they had.
They had Call of Duty.
There was like three sections.
That gay one that you want to buy, and
Perfect Dark.
King Kong. No, the other gay one, the Zelda one.
That game's gonna be sweet. I don't know what's it called.
Cameo?
Cameo, dude. It's gonna be big.
Anyway, that's the one the fat kid was playing.
You're fat.
And I was so pissed because it was right there and it looked so cool, and this fat freaking kid was playing it. And I'm not sure if it was a guy or a girl, or whatever, but he was playing it.
Fat people are all the same.
they're unisex.
Wasn't it fun?
So, it looked really good, though. And the controllers look kind of small, but they look cool. Oh. And the guy, I asked if I could pre-order it. He's like, no, not till January.
Is it as big as the Xbox, like, regular controller?
No, it actually looks decent instead of, like, a big piece of metal.
No, I mean, like, the Xbox S.
Oh, I don't know.
Fuck.
Shh.
Did you get to see the King Kong game?
No, she was just playing the fairy game.
Good. Okay.
Oh, jeez, there's piano going on above our heads. This is going to be... Well, there's no insulation in my ears.
Play a polyrhythm.
Shut up.
The friggin' music teacher could probably hear us. He's like, wow, your brother's very obscene. All right, so anyway, next topic. Movie review of Million Dollar Baby. I rented this from Netflix. As you know, I have Netflix. So this came in the mail. I'm like, oh, good, Netflix. So I ripped it open. I'm like, oh, Million Dollar Baby. Ugh. This is going to suck. So I put it in.
You did not say that.
No. I actually heard it was pretty good.
I told her it was pretty good.
Yeah, and I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
It was
really good. Clint Eastwood, good acting.
Good directing.
It was
very simple, I thought.
Yeah, very simple, very good. Like, even just, like, the music behind it. It was all guitars.
He actually composed the soundtrack, I think.
Really? Because I loved the soundtrack.
It was good.
EJ, of course, didn't see the movie, so he's not contributing at all.
I want to say that. Was that the movie with Angelina Jolie?
No.
Wrong.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the other one.
It was, what's her name?
Hilary Swank.
Yeah, Hilary Swank.
She was very good, too.
Yeah, she was.
And not to spoil anything, but she is a very good actor throughout the later part of the movie as well. So, I'd say,
move,
I'd reckon... spoiler.
I just spoiled the movie. I'm sorry.
Too bad. If you haven't seen it already, then screw you. Go see it. I definitely recommend it.
Hey, Ebert and Roper give it 2 thumbs up.
On the Dave scale of coolness, it gets a 10 out of 10. All right, so I'll stop talking for a minute.
We're on to the good topic.
And
right,
give EJ a chance to talk since he's just been eating chips.
Oh, did you know that? Well, one thing I want to say, we'll talk about the Audio Slave concert. A, they're not chips, they're pretzels. Oh. Only 2 people were arrested at the concert.
Really?
Which is really good, really, considering there were that many, and there were probably some 30 Seconds to Mars fans, which is, you know, pretty great.
Grounds to be arrested by. like who got arrested? The pedophile?
I don't know, but I'm thinking, while we were going out of the concert, remember that guy was like,
fuck you, I don't do what you tell me.
That was hilarious. It was okay. Pretty much this hobo guy. He was just singing one of the songs.
Okay, yeah, for you, those guys who don't know, on Tuesday, November 1st, me and Edward went to see, we saw Audio Slave at Dodge Music Center. It was freaking awesome.
I was talking about that last week. That's the one I didn't go to.
Okay, Dave, like, we don't care. It was great. Yeah, I really liked...
Oh. Well, we'll talk about the opening bands first. The opening bands were Live in Trust, which we missed, sadly.
Awesome. Damn.
Hinder, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Seether.
Can I talk about Hinder for a second?
Yeah, we're talking about Seether.
Hinder?
Yeah.
Hinder was hilarious. Hinder has an amazing song called Get Stoned. It's a single.
Wow!
Go home, get stoned.
Shut up, EJ. They were okay. I mean, they weren't the best, but they weren't the worst.
Look at a music video. I bet their singer's just like, eh.
But then,
Dick, right.
after Hinder, 30 Seconds to Mars played, and they kind of sucked.
They were really bad.
Yeah.
Kept doing the tornado and hitting the bass.
Yeah,
I
didn't like their singer at all, and the guy did the tornado. He spun around while playing his git fiddle.
Seether was great.
Yeah, after 30 Seconds to Mars, Seether played. And they were actually pretty good. I was impressed. Their singer was really good. And just, yeah, they were good. And then...
Do you think we should turn it up or something?
Okay, no. And then... Audio Slave came on and just freaking owned.
They blew them out, dude. They just blew them out.
Yeah.
They had two hours.
Yeah, they opened with Your Time Has Come from the new album. I can't remember the
then
exact...
Then they did Set It Off.
Then they did Set It Off.
Was that Doesn't Remind Me? Of Little Boys, Little Girls?
I can't remember, but they played freaking Rusty Cage by Soundgarden.
Oh,
and
man,
that was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. And I'm making you depressed, Dave.
Well, I'm gonna go see Journey, so...
Journey is...
Screw you guys.
Bad.
They're not bad. It's just not the kind of music I like.
I'm not going to go see Journey. I'm kidding.
No, but them playing Rusty Cage was probably amazing. Like all
probably amazing.
Shut up. It's pretty much amazing.
It was amazing.
All the Rage songs they played were awesome.
They played
Bulls on Parade going into Sleep Now in the Fire, and that was
freaking
awesome.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet, because then... But it's kind of... I would like it if they played the whole Bulls on Parade, but...
Chris Cornell's not... This isn't a rap, Chris Cornell.
Yeah, it would be funny to hear him, though. Yeah, I think I'd cry. Yeah. Or laugh or something. I'm not really sure.
And eat.
I'd definitely eat.
Yeah.
My hair would catch my hair.
And it was... And
I'd be happy.
They played a lot of new stuff. They played some new songs that they just, wrote and
one,
recorded.
Yeah.
Which was
I went online
cool.
After the concert, and it's, the next day, and it said that every night starting the week that... Starting November 1st... Starting November 1st, every single week, they're going... Every single concert, they're going to do a new one from the new album, because they already have it all written.
Ah, and so
I'm hoping
we saw.
Summer.
Yeah,
so maybe we can go to another concert.
Yeah. Dave could go to that one.
Done yet. But you have to listen to them, Dave.
And then, near the end, for the encore, Chris Cornell came out and played some acoustic stuff. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, what was the Temple of the Dog song called?
And it wasn't Temple of the Dog, it was Bob Marley Redemption song.
Oh,
it was a Bob Marley song.
You got holes in your socks, Kevin.
I know.
But don't call him a sock hole.
That was pretty homosexual.
I hate any friends.
So, did you encounter any weird people?
Yes.
Definitely.
What? Okay,
talk
you
about
tell
the
about
actual
it.
Concert.
Okay,
fine.
No,
tell me about that one weird guy.
Chris Cornell came out and played Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden.
I like that song.
Bob Marley's Redemption song, Getaway Car by Audio Slave,
and then
finished off with Eye on the Highway.
He did Half Eye on the Highway.
And the band came out and finished it off. And then for the last 2 songs, I played Killing in the Name.
Show Me How to Live, then Killing in the Name.
Yeah, Showing in the Name.
Showing.
More Without a Broken Ghost.
Showing How to Live, Killing in the Name, then Cochise.
Which was, it was a freaking awesome
they
show.
Those three were just, they really finished it up good.
Dominated.
Yeah, and there were some pretty odd people at that concert we saw. There was this one guy that was sitting in front of us. It was It was this one guy, he was about, like, 20-something.
Oh, that guy. No, he was definitely, like, no more than 17, dude.
Y'all think so?
He wasn't 20. He didn't even have any facial hair.
Okay.
But his girlfriend.
He was, like, older teens, I guess.
Yeah.
And there was this, like, couldn't be, like, 10, 12...
I think less than 11, 12. My brother's 12.
11-year-old girl.
Maybe, it looked like kind of like Dave's sister. Not, like, looked like her, but same age. How old is your sister? 10?
10.
Yeah, it was
10.
Like this 10, 11-year-old girl sitting right next to him. And all throughout the concert, they were, like, hugging and, like, kissing and making
smoking.
Out and stuff. And then at one point, this girl, like, lit up a cigarette and started smoking. It was one of the weirdest things
I've
ever seen.
I don't even think I knew AudioSlave. I think they were just there for the band. She just kept nodding her head like Robin. Like...
Alright, if you can bring the big iron to this, I'm
going
to cut you off.
Okay, and then, like, at one point, Chris Cornell was making jokes about fat people.
That, the first
oh,
thing,
awesome.
Right?
After, it was cool.
That was after your time has come, right? You
yeah,
made fun of the fat guy with the white shirt with eating nachos?
Yeah.
It's like, one time, I was sitting on my couch eating nachos, but I got up, and I did stuff.
And EJ was talking.
I moved.
And EJ was talking about it, and then this girl turned around and said, "Shut up and watch the show."
Ten, and she's smoking it up.
It was one of the weirdest things I've ever seen. And then like as EJ,
LSD, man.
And then as oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh like
that
it was
after Seether, right?
After Seether, me, EJ, and this other guy Manib that went. We went out to go to the bathroom. This older guy, he grabbed. Yeah. He, grabbed him around the shoulder and asked him if he had any LSD or shrooms.
Shrooms!
And Manib said no, and we went on our merry way.
He was confused.
He was very confused, actually.
I was laughing it up.
It was hilarious, and then we went on our merry way. And then, as EJ mentioned before, when the concert had finished and we were going out, there was this, older guy. He was drunk off his ass.
Oh my god, dude, he was a hobo.
No, he was just drunk off his ass.
He was a hobo.
And he just kept on yelling, "Fuck you, I don't do what you tell me."
It was hilarious.
Over and over again, and it was
what
good.
What song is that, bro?
Killing in the Name.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That guy was hilarious and drunk and stuff. Alright,
yeah.
let's move on. Let's move on.
Yeah, it was a
he
very...
He was, he wills.
It was a great concert.
I think it was his dad.
He's a personification. Well, I don't know how I'm going to follow up to that, because that was pretty freaking amazing.
Well,
but, I'm going on Journeys, so screw you all. Not really.
What's that one song?
So now I gotta do the boring part that we usually let Dan do.
She loves to dance.
All right, you gotta shut up.
She
I gotta
loves to sing.
How's the chorus go? Like it starts off with just like the guy singing.
Journey?
Yeah.
Okay, just keep going.
I don't know. I don't know
okay,
any Journey songs.
I'm sorry I brought it up.
So Dan normally talks about World of Warcraft because I just had the 10-day free trial I got from someone. But since Dan's not here because his brother came home from college, what?
What is this?
Fridge. Don't break it.
It's so hot.
I think I have the obligation of talking about all this boring stuff. So if you're into World of Warcraft, listen up. But if not, you just like fast forward this part. So Blizzard released plans of the new upcoming World of Warcraft expansion pack. It's called the Burning Crusade, I think it's called. And it's including a whole bunch of new stuff that will excite you World of Warcraft players. Which, I don't know, I might go to the mall and pick it up, but I'm not sure. It's got a new race, the Blood Elves. They look kind of homosexual, but whatever. It ups the level cap to 70 instead of 60. And it adds a whole bunch of new areas, including the, what was it called? Outland, I think. So a whole bunch of new crap for you World of Warcraft players. And it's a cool game. I like it. I had a level 56 warrior that I think Dan talked about last week that I didn't get entirely legitly. But that's okay. It was cool anyway. So, wrap it up, Dan's normal section, Burning Crusade coming out next year sometime, pick it up if you're a WoW player. So, the weekly South Park review, did you guys catch the episode of South Park this week? Because I didn't, so
yeah,
you
gotta
tell me.
It was okay. I thought it was, I don't really like Mr. Garrison, so I didn't appreciate the episode that much. You really didn't see it? It was on twice. You saw it last night, right?
I was so...
Sit down. It had some funny parts.
Yeah, I just fell asleep. This whole week's been terrible.
I thought it had its moments.
It's funny sometimes.
I liked it better than the Hurricane one, just because I don't like the blatant parodies of stuff.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle.
Let's use cool
like,
yeah.
words. Like
I mean,
blatant.
Like, there were some funny parts in it, like when Mrs. Garrison was handing out the eggs and Token got the black one. brown one. That was good.
That was just something that made me laugh, yeah. What other parts? Because I saw it 2 nights ago. I didn't see it last night.
Yeah, I saw it on the first night it aired. we're kind of hard-pressed to think of stuff.
Well, I thought it was kind of funny how, like, the whole point of it was... No, the funniest thing was the governor.
Yeah,
he was
he was good.
Butt buddies.
Yeah, the butt buddy stuff was
okay,
great.
Okay, instead of
great.
Husband and wife, you'll we're going to call them butt buddies.
Instead of being engaged, you'll be butt buddies.
What about lesbians? Oh, who the fuck cares about lesbians?
Dykes anyway.
That was funny.
That was good.
Hit us right, a good voice.
So, what are you going to rant about this week, you did, huh?
What are you going to rant about,
That's my rant? Damn.
See, I wanted to do a top five section, but I couldn't think of anything to do with top five, so I'll think of one for next week.
We do a video game?
Yeah, we didn't do any. Well, yeah.
House.
Well, that's normally Dan's section where we all go poop. So.
I didn't do that.
Is that what you did up there?
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, you better not when pooping. Anyway.
I was up there like for a minute.
We heard you. There's no freaking installation.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we heard pee.
We heard.
It took you a while to start though.
It was like doo doo doo.
I went upstairs.
Doo doo doo.
Went all the way upstairs.
No, why not?
Oh, going to the front.
Then
top.
How did we hear him?
Maybe it was
Maybe
going
it was
down the pipes.
Or your mom.
All right, it's our time up pee. All right, rant. What can EJ rant about?
By the way, if you want to send us in suggestions for future shows, you can do that for Eden.
Please.
Rant.
Yeah, we need some material here. Dman321 at Cox.net. I say this every freaking week, but you people never write to me.
I think that's self-explanatory.
Cox.
Cox.net is probably like a gay porn email client.
Yeah. All right, so it's Dman321 at Cox.net. And, yeah, EJ hasn't thought of a rant yet. But I'll talk about the new weekly contest. What we're going to do is you guys are going to send us in an email about anything. About anything, all right? Seriously, you can talk, like, you can say, like, all right, I walked my dog today, and it was beautiful, and the sun was shining. I don't care. Just send us something.
Don't do that, because that's really freaking boring.
And I saw a man, and he was beautiful.
Wait a second, this email's from EJ.
Yeah. But anyway, here's the contest thing. We're going to pick a random email. We're going to have a, who's the stupidest one, Tauger?
Yeah, because he has a D- and AP history.
So we're going to have Tauger pick a random number each week, and if your email corresponds to that number, twice, we pick it twice, we'll send you a free video game from Dave's private collection.
Dave, do you mean like Crimson Skies? No, he doesn't even have that piece of
I do.
Game.
Forget it. Okay.
I
never
that.
Said
I got
that.
$10 for that.
All right. So, what was I saying? Yeah, like, say, all right, I'll read your emails in order. They'll probably be, like, two. So, and Dan will pick between...
50% chance of winning.
Yeah, 50%, those are good odds. So if you want to get a free video game...
Damn good odds.
Write us...
Yeah. We should do this at the beginning of the podcast, because people probably get distracted at the end. We should do that in the pitch break call at the beginning. Think about
it. No, well, whatever.
Well, all right, so, dedicated people that I personally can't listen to the end of this thing. I'm like, oh god, I gotta edit all this crap.
I listened to the whole. Oh yeah, because you edited it. But I downloaded it. I'm subscribed. I think on the iTunes.
iTunes. Yeah. By the way, that's why Dan's not here. He has AIDS.
Slash
his brother's home from college.
Yeah. Basically the same.
They're basically the same. Dan,
think of what I should rant about.
I think we already got past that.
Oh.
All right, EJ, what do you want to rant about?
Well. What do you want me to talk about?
We gotta set him off somehow.
Let's see. It's emo. Paul Vega. Paul Vega. Okay, office.
No, just no. Let's talk about emo.
Paul showed me a new CD. It was pretty emo. And there's
everybody.
There's a new emo band out there. If you want to check them out, they're called Aiden. They like blood. AIDS, and dolls with blood coming out of their eyes.
It's like a madhouse.
Dave's house is making music out of the walls.
It's like Amityville Horror.
Except better.
Better.
It's a lot scarier.
Better.
Scarier.
Yeah, well, I would like to...
Terrible.
No, I would like to rant about something, but I can't do it because it would make Dave sad. He knows what I'm talking about.
Sad panda.
Sad panda. Big R for life. Robin Love.
Dave.
Shut up. All right. So
Dave.
So yeah, not a whole lot of see Dan. Dan, you know, adds like an extra 20 minutes to the show.
Hey Dave, you notice that the big R's eyes are really like tired. She needs to sleep sometimes.
Okay. Shut up.
Helps.
Sleep is your friend.
Yeah, this is kind of short.
I should have looked up some more news topics, but
yeah.
I was really tired, and I had a stoichiometry exam.
Stoichiometry. That name's so cool.
Stoichiometry is awesome. What do you know about stoichiometry?
Well, I know about everything. Sulfur and dioxide and
sulfur
yield,
dioxide
percent yield and stuff.
A percent yield your face. All right, so we should really do a Petchy prank call.
Well, okay, I think he might be at Marching Man football game.
If not, we'll just
do you wanna?
Don't worry, he'd get out of halftime anyway.
No, right? No, but I don't know if he's in the pep band or not. So you want me to try and call him?
Let's try and call him.
Yeah.
Okay. Because if he's not playing in the pep band and it's not halftime right now, he might be available.
All
right,
let's use EJ's because he has had pretty good sound.
Sucks. How does it have good sound? It's been to the wash twice.
No, but it's like loud. No, but his is pretty loud. We did last time.
You know it's not loud. Listen.
What is that freaking piano?
Oh, God. You got crap freaking reception. Hold on.
It's my basement. What do you think? It's underground. I live in a lead box.
Listen how bad it sounds. Awesome. Now they're all jamming out.
That's what the concert sounded like.
You need to take videos, actually. It sounds like crap.
Yeah, people, like the goth kids making out in front. You just hear them.
Sweet.
The goth 10-year-old.
Goth sex. Alright. Alright, let's go already. Stop with the gay reading.
Another one gone. Another one buys the dust.
Shut up.
We're gonna get you too.
Another one buys the dust.
Bam. I heard this song.
Alright, just give me the stupid phone.
Block your number.
Yeah, let me block your number.
Fuck! God damn it!
I don't know how that happened.
Stop your fucking ACDC.
It always goes off in the middle of tests. I'll be sitting there and we'll burn it. And the teacher will go, Dave, is that your phone again? Yes, Mrs. Fairwood. Oh, shut it off. Or I'll eat you.
Shut it off.
Shut it off.
Shut it off now, children.
Eric. Eric.
Okay, is he number block?
Eric.
Yeah, are you gonna freestyle?
No, okay, let's think of an idea.
Okay, ideas?
See, this is why we need you people to write in with sound ideas. Because we're very uncreative.
Why do you have a
whole
bunch of
ooh,
ice burn.
Iceberg hurt the most.
Iceberg.
That's funny.
I'm
a funny man.
Alright, we're getting started.
Okay, this is a bad idea, but...
Because it's not that funny, but whatever.
I like hearing Eric talk.
EJ, shut up.
Alright, so Petty's not here. But that's okay, because our prank call kind of sucked anyway. So I think that's... I don't know, unless you guys have anything else to say for this week. Because I don't.
That was a nice, good short one.
Yeah, it's a good short one.
Like EJ.
Just like
EJ. You guys need to die, because...
Big
you,
things come in small packages.
You're a small package.
Do you have any small things for EJ? Any small pieces for EJ?
I like small piece of pizza.
Alright, so you guys, you've been listening to Owned. What's our tagline?
Go kill yourself.
Owned. Go kill yourself. So, again, if you want to win a free video game, and your chances are probably going to be pretty good if you're the one running in, run into dman321 at cox.net or, what's your email address?
We went through this already.
What? What's your email address?
EJ81790.
Forget it, that one's gay.
Yours is gay. D-Man321.
Mine has history.
D-Man has a very long history. We'll get into that later.
So, we'll see you next week, and stay Jewish. I think that's all we have to end.
Yep.
Alright, this is us.